Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
...97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Chris Stapleton's All-American Roadshow Tour is back for its ninth year. It will make a stop here in St. Louis on July 11th. It's going to be out at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Now, he's going to be taking a bunch of people on tour with him this year, but it looks like at our stop we're going to get Brittany Spencer. If you haven't heard her, she's really good, I think. But
I thought you were going to say Britney Spears.
So did I.
I'm like,
really?
On a country
what
tour.
A combo.
You're going to rename it the Crazy Tour.
Yeah, so if you want more details, hit up Chris Stapleton's website, chrisstapleton.com. Speaking of tickets, the UK government has announced plans to tackle ticket resale at inflated prices, aiming to protect fans from exploitation by professional scalpers.
Is this after the Oasis ticket scandal?
It has something to do with that, and I believe...
The Taylor Swift ticket scandal? Okay.
Proposed measures include capping resale prices, stricter regulations for resale platforms, and enhanced consumer enforcement. Also increased fines for the violators.
Wait, is this in California, did you say?
No, UK. UK.
Oh.
Now, they do need to do this in the U.S. because getting tickets is impossible.
Yeah. That lottery thing is kind of weird.
You know,
it's just impossible.
I'm a capitalist. I understand if you have something of value and you can resell it for a higher dollar amount, it's the artists who get screwed on it. I mean, they're getting face value for their tickets and somebody's reselling them for $2,000.
Would this also deal with sports as well?
I would guess.
I would think all tickets
because,
in general.
You know, Super Bowl tickets are multi-million dollar things.
You mean guaranteeing that they'll never hold a Super Bowl in the U.K.? With a law like that in place.
But they have like 4 games in the UK.
I know, but they're not going to like that very much.
Well, no, but also the reason that Goodell said they wouldn't have a Super Bowl in the UK is the fact that unless they did it in a different time than we normally would have it, they're 6 hours ahead, so they'd have to play it at 11 o'clock at night.
The Super Bowl should not be in a foreign country.
I agree
with that 100%, Sue.
But you do call them world champions when they win. So.
Which is also kind of odd.
And there aren't any Canadian teams.
Planet Fitness is offering free access to showers and Wi-Fi at the Los Angeles County locations to support residents displaced by the wildfires and first responders. Their offer is valid until January 15th at dozens of the locations, but I just wanted to highlight that. I thought that was kind of cool that they're opening up everything for all these people. Like, hey, come in, get your Wi-Fi, get a shower.
Planet Fitness already had it open up. Like, men can use the women's room, women can use the men's room. So, there you go. We got it all covered.
You need a rim shot there, Carl.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait a minute.
That's okay. No, we don't.
That was actually kind of funny, Mark. I'll give you that.
2024, Illinois received 60,537 requests for personalized license plates. They rejected about 335 for being offensive, lewd, or difficult to read. Among the rejected were plates like Jagweed, Munch, and Bad Arse. I'm saying it
You're
correctly.
You're not even saying some of the worst ones.
No, I know. Well,
there, you should Google this.
We're getting down there.
You can't say some of the worst ones on radio.
That is true.
And how did they think that they would get away with that?
I don't know. Illinois has the most, personalized license plates. Yeah, well, that too. But they have enough, digits on there or spaces for characters that they can go nuts.
And for a while, I don't know if this is still the case, but you could have a personalized plate if you had a number at the end and they didn't charge you.
So if you were really creative, you'd get it for free.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, one person wanted MW, 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 and if you go look at that all together, it's extremely difficult. It's very hard to read, which I'm sure they liked.
And one of the most popular one was the Haktua.
Somebody trying to sneak that in somehow.
Yeah,
and
what?
I mean, at the end of the day, why do they care? I mean,
you don't want to be offended,
if
Mark.
Who's offended by that?
Imagine
some Karen driving down the road.
Cops being on a high speed chase and they're like, license plate, Hawk
I'm
Tua.
I'm having to call
Hawk
it in. Maybe
Tua
that's it. Maybe that's
car
what it is.
We're trying
I'm
to follow. They have to. They have to. No, there's like an Amber Alert, and they have to put out one of those digital messages on the interstate for all the residents to see. And it's like license plate, Hawk Tua, red Camry. Please watch out for them.
Yeah, that could be it.
There was a failed bank robbery in Loveland, Colorado. It was thwarted by the would-be thief's illegible handwriting. This would be me. Which prevented the bank teller from understanding his demands. The incident happened at the First National Bank located about 50 miles north of Denver. And according to the Loveland Police Department, the man entered the bank, handed the teller the note with his demands. However, the handwriting was so poor, the teller could not decipher it, leading to confusion. As the situation escalated, the man grew visibly frustrated by the teller's inability to comprehend his demands. And after a brief and tense exchange, the suspect abandoned his attempted robbery and left the bank without any money.
Isn't that like a Woody Allen bit from like the 70s?
It sounds familiar for some reason.
I can't read this.
And the city of Bend, Oregon is urging residents to please stop attaching googly eyes to roadside sculptures, and removing them is costly and risk damaging the art. The gag involved oversized eyes taped to a deer and geometric artwork in the roundabouts, and has led to over $1,500 in removal expenses due to adhesive-related damages requiring special treatment for materials like, you know, their stainless steel that they're attached
to. That's hilarious.
That's like telling the good old country boys not to shoot at the road signs, like the speed signs.
You know, isn't it a pickle jar that's somewhere here in the St. Louis area?
It's up by West County
They don't
Mall.
Have googly eyes on it, but like
it's
nobody...
West County,
okay, thank you. I've never seen it, but I would like to because apparently this is a very well-known pickle jar.
Oh, yeah. It's famous.
It doesn't move.
It's been there for years.
It's crazy.
Get more at 971talk.com.